This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Art music is a vast, complex and dynamic genre filled with beauty, joy, strangeness and wonderment. And you'll find all of it here, in the joy of classical music. That was the choir of King's College, Cambridge, performing Herbert Howells' Here is the Little Door. Composed in 1918, it's an epiphany carol that contrasts the grand gifts of the Magi with the humble birthplace of Christ the Saviour. Kia ora koutou, I'm Andrew Johnstone, and welcome to episode 164 of The Joy of Classical Music. And this week it's three works by Herbert Howells. The focus is on his Hymnus Paradisi, a work that journalist Simon Heffer described as one of the great works of the whole musical canon, and one that strikes a claim to be the finest piece ever written in the English choral tradition. Born in Gloucestershire in October 1892, Howells was a noted writer of art songs, organ music, choral works, anthems, carols, and large-scale orchestral pieces. Friends described him as charming, witty, affectionate, and deeply sensitive. Devastated by a negative review for his second piano concerto, he withdrew it from circulation and largely stopped writing for 3 years. While best known for his liturgical works in association with the Anglican Church, Howells was not overly religious. Describing his faith as unconventional, his interest in the church was more about aesthetics than doctrine. His deep love for acoustic resonance drew him to the cathedral space, where he used the reverberation to draw out musical time and space, a technique he described as a therapeutic antidote to our crushingly noisy world. Hal's early life is one of two parts. He was 13 when he met Ivor Gurney and F.W. Harvey. Gurney would later become a composer and Harvey a poet, but for now they were busy dreaming and playing. It was a golden time that was upended by the advent of the Great War in 1914. Sidelined on health grounds, Howells could only watch as his best friends left for the front. Over the next 2 years, Gloucestershire was hollowed out as a generation of its young men died in the trenches. Harvey spent two difficult years as a prisoner of war, and mentally broken, Gurney would see out his life in an institution. Like most of his generation, Howells was irretrievably altered by the experience of World War I and spent the 1920s and 30s processing the loss of friends and the tragic fate of the Edwardian world. A bittersweet remembrance of pre-war Gloucestershire, Howells completed a string quartet number 3 in Gloucestershire in 1916 and promptly lost the manuscript on a train. Part of the score was recovered in 1918, and using that as his foundation, he set about rewriting the work from memory. A notorious perfectionist, he rewrote the work several times before finally putting it aside in the late 1930s. In the early 1960s, with the assistance and encouragement of a pupil, Howells set about assembling a definitive version, but it took until 1986 for someone to record it. And from that 1986 recording, here's the Divertimento Chamber Ensemble. Thank you. Composed between 1936 and 1938, Howells wrote Hymnus Paradisi after the sudden death of his 9-year-old son Michael from polio in 1935. Deliberately eschewing the texts of the traditional Requiem, the work is focused on the concept of Lux Aeterna, or eternal light. Eternal rest give to them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. As Howells wrote, light indeed touches all but one of the 6 movements. Meditation on loss, remembrance and hope, he described it as a personal, almost secret document, one that he hid away for 12 years. With encouragement from his friend, the composer Ralph Vaughan Williams, he eventually took it from its hiding place, and 15 years after Michael's death, Hymnus Paradisi was heard for the first time at Gloucester Cathedral. Conducted by Howells himself, it was met with immediate and overwhelming critical acclaim. Next week, it's part 8 of New Adventures in Music, and the featured work is the Tenebrae Choir performing Cycle of Peace, a large-scale choral work by Jessica Ulusoy-Horsley. Until then, from a 1970 recording, this is soprano Heather Harper, tenor Robert Teer, the Bach Choir, and the New Philharmonic Orchestra, with a work that I can only describe as epic, luminous, and transcendent.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.